There is none like you. We can search all over the world, and they may call themselves whatever, Buddha, Krishna, Allah, but they cannot even touch you, God. There is none like you. All of the other faiths and religions, no one can boast that you died and was resurrected. No one can boast that they have all power, because they don't. So no one else can say that I have all power and authority has been given to me by the Creator God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. No one else can make that claim, God. And they don't make that claim. There is no one like you, Lord. Father, we come today thanking you for your faithfulness, for your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God. We thank you that when we can't count on anything or anyone else, we can count on you to be who you say you are. We can count on you to know that there is no shadow of turning in you. That every word that you have given us in the Bible, every word, God, is true. Every word is true. It is not an allegory. It is not a myth. It is not a fairy tale. It's real. Just as real as you, God. Just as real as the true and living God. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your constant being who you are. We thank you that we can count on you to be the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We thank you that no one can touch our lives like you. No one can touch us where we hurt. No one can touch us when we're grieving. No one can touch us when we're hurting, God. No one can touch us like you. When we're confused, you can touch us and give us clarity. Father, there is no one like you. All power is in your hand. And we thank you that you can touch our lives like no one else. So, Father, today as we have gathered in your house, in the name of Jesus, Father, we welcome your presence. We welcome your Holy Spirit. We welcome him to move in his power, to touch us, to continue to transform us. In the process, as we walk out our salvation with fear and trembling, as we walk with you leading us, God, and guiding us, leading us into all truth. For it is the truthful foundation of your word that will stand forever, God. So, Father, we bless your name today, and we exalt you in this place. And we say, have your way. Bless the man of God that's going to deliver your word, God. Let the words of his mouth be your words, yes, and that the power that worketh in him, yes, will come through him, yes, as he speaks your word. Yes, and it shall not, we know, yes, return unto you void, you, that it shall accomplish what you have placed it in him for this day, yes, in 2013, to deliver to your people. And let us open our minds and our hearts to receive what you have for us today. With no preconceived notions. Just open to receive from you today, God. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that as your word will not return unto your board, that it has done work in us for the purpose that you have ordained for today. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Yes, have your way in this place. In Jesus' name we pray, and we give thanks. Yes, amen.
Let us all stand for our responsive scripture reading. This morning we will be reading responsibly from the book of Psalms, Psalm 37. Psalm 37. And the word of God reads, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Yes. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm.
For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth.
The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked.
For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away.
The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
Together, I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. This is the word of God.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Lord. It's always a good feeling when you come into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and the song was saying, you know, I just love you, Lord, for all that you've done for me and are doing in our lives. I mean, just for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for being who you are.
Yes.
Let us bow our head and go to God in prayer. My Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much today, Father God, for a new day,
yes,
a new time with you, O Lord God, in
yes,
your presence.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, to be able to be in your house again,
yes,
where your spirit reigns. My Heavenly Father, we just ask and pray. We lift you up and magnify you today, Lord God, for bringing us to this day from days past, from last week.
Yes, Lord.
You know the struggles that faced us in the past, but we put those things behind us, and we're going to move on,
yes,
forward, Father God,
yes,
because with you in us, Lord God, all things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
With man it's not, but with you it is. We're going to be mindful, Father God, and recall on your word that no weapons formed against us shall prosper.
Yes, Lord.
They can form, but they will not prosper.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to be strengthened in your spirit, O Lord God, and your word, believing every word that came down and through the scriptures to the day, O God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
My Heavenly Father, I ask and pray for clear minds today. I ask, Father God, that you have your way with your word. That your word go forth, Father God, and do according to you will, to your will. Let it come not back void, but let it have everything that you deem necessary in each and every one of our lives today, Father God. Let your spirit reign. My Heavenly Father, ask and pray, Father God, that you hide me behind your precious cross. Father God, because it's all about you and not about me. I just thank you, Father God, for a touch from you today, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, for a touch. I give you glory, magnify your name today, Father God. You be glorified in your word. Father God, I ask and pray in the name of Jesus that the words of my mouth today be acceptable in your sight. My Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer, in Jesus' name, I ask and pray and give thanks today, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you are able, would you stand with me today? And we're going to open our Bibles to the book of Matthew. Going to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, reading verses 14 through 16. Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Are we there? Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'll be reading from the King James translation. And here begins the reading of God's holy word. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be healed. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is the word of God.
To God be the glory.
Praise the Lord. This is titled Shining for God. I don't know about you, but sometime I recall in my own house, let's say when the lights go out for any particular reason, you have to go search for a flashlight, hoping that you have batteries to put in your flashlight to do what? Get light, because you're in the dark. Other times, if you don't have a flashlight, you may say, I pray we have candles in this house to light up, to get light. Because you need light to see, to move, and to accomplish those things that you would. Amen?
Amen?
But see, this scripture says, ye are the light of the world. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. But see, here Jesus said what? He said, ye are the light of the world. God is light. Christ is light. We are the light of the world.
Yes.
We are what God and Christ are, light. That's a compliment.
Yes.
But to be identified with Christ also carries with it responsibilities with that compliment. Because see, whatever light is and does, we have to do also.
Yes.
We're talking about character.
Yes.
We're talking about being what light is. We know God is light and Jesus is light. Scripture said, now ye are the light. So Jesus said, we have to do what? Be like him. This means we have to go through a transformation. We have to become like Christ and to reflect the light of Christ. See, for some time we were in darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. There has to be a clear, or should be a clear distinction between the new life and the old life.
Yeah.
It's like comparing light and darkness.
Yeah.
See, light and darkness cannot cohabitate or coexist together.
Right.
It ought not anyway.
That's right.
So life redeemed by the blood of Christ and brought into the light of his truth must continue not to live a sinful life. Amen? Yes. Amen. See, this darkness is part of every believer's past.
Yes.
Yes.
All of us were one time full of darkness.
Yes.
We can't cast the stone and hide our hand. All of us took part in that darkness.
Yes. Yes.
But see, you heard the gospel message, received the salvation of Jesus Christ, and became full of light. From the Lord Jesus, amen?
Yes, Lord.
See, we're not talking about being just enlightened to God's truth. See, we're talking about being filled with the light, and our behavior should show it. It ought to show it by reflecting his holiness. Scripture says, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yeah.
In other words, when we live in this world in God's light, we ought to be above reproach, morally, spiritually, and ethically. Amen?
Yes.
Because it's our responsibility to live in the light and to expose evil.
Yeah.
We must be careful how we live. Our life must be pleasing to God, and we must conduct ourselves before a world and let our light shine so that Christ can be lifted up and draw men unto him. See, it said we are the child of light. That means the child of God.
That's right. That's right.
God is light. We possess the very nature of God, which is light. You know God. Therefore, you ought not be cut off God in surprise on the day of his return. Amen?
Yes, amen.
See, you are a child of the day.
Yes.
Glory, salvation, deliverance. Therefore, we should be looking with hope when Christ returns.
Yes.
We should be walking about living our lives always, praying and thinking about the things of God to reach people for Christ. See, when you think about light, what light is and what light does. One thing light does, it reveals things. See, light opens up the truth, a whole new world, and it clears up the way to the truth and the life. See, Jesus said what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming into the Father but by me. Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is the truth. Talking about reality. Of all God's promises. See, Jesus is the life as he joins his divine life to ours, both now and eternally. Jesus is the way that leads to the truth and the light. See, light guides us. It directs us. Tells us which road to take. Jesus said, whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. See, those who believe in Jesus have left Satan's darkly kingdom, and they have entered into God's kingdom. See, Jesus died so that we may be transformed. Now, if our life is not changing, we need to check ourselves. See, Paul said that the light is coming to, John said that the light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. If you're writing, that's in John 3, verses 19 through 20. See, the thing is, people who hate the light are those folks who want to sin in the dark. See, those deeds are, the evil deeds are revealed by the light, so people who want to do evil must do them in the dark. That way they cannot be exposed and be caught in that. But see, we have to be blameless and harmless. We have to be blameless. I'm talking about living life above reproach. We have to live a pure life. No one should be able to point to you and accuse you or blame you about anything. See, we ought to be clean, unpolluted, and spotless. We have to work at being harmless. See, our minds and our thoughts are not to be polluted by watching some of the things they have on television, by reading some of the books that are now available, or listening to some of that worldly music that somehow gets your mind attracted to the things that ought not be on. See, light discriminates between the right way and the wrong way. Yes. See, as light, Jesus gives the truth, give people spiritual understanding, and reveals to us God himself and what he has done for us. So to follow Jesus means not stumbling through the darkness, all right, but having the light that leads to life. Yeah. We are no longer walk blindly in sin. Mm-hmm. Brother, his light shows sin, condemns it. We can deal with forgiveness, repentance. He gives guidance and leads to eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
That is why Paul says to us in Ephesians 5, 11 through 14, Paul says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, yes, yes, but rather reprove them. Yes. For it is a shame to even think of them, those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved, are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever do it make manifest is light. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Yes.
See, light and darkness cannot exist together. We are not to take any part in those worldly sinful deeds. We have to separate ourselves from sin and have no part in it. This does not mean we ought to separate ourselves from the world, but we must take no part in those sinful actions.
Right.
See, it's important to avoid those things that can result in sin. But we must go even further. Paul says we ought to rebuke and expose those thieves, because if we're silent, it's like giving an approval to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like saying we okay with that.
Yes.
But see, just as light shines into darkness and expose what is hidden, so the light of Christ through us should shine in the darkness of sin and expose it for what it is.
Yes, yes.
See, God needs people who will take an active and vocal stand against sin in all this form. So therefore, as we live in life, come into a situation we know is not right, we have to be strong in our faith and call it what it is.
Yes, yes,
we can't
yes.
be a hypocrite, because
yes.
by keeping our mouths shut
yes.
and just turning out, it's saying, well, we condone that action. But if we can boldly confront it, perhaps an ear may hear,
yes.
and then that soul can be changed.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Because while we should stand for the truth, we ought not to get caught up in those things, though, talking about them, what sinful people do. We just can't say we above and they're beneath.
Mm-hmm.
Through our living, we need to show what Christ has done for us. Amen?
Amen.
That's going to take some light.
Yes.
See, nothing can hide from life piercing through that darkness. We're like the rays, if you will, of that light. But see, our actions, we become instruments of light, exposing the dark acts of sin. The night is far spent, the scripture says, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. What are we talking about? We have to get ourselves and rid ourselves of those evil behaviors and all those clothes that are fleshly, and put on right armor living every day. We are now the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But see, Jesus is no longer in the world, not bodily. His light is now in our lives. So we have to reflect him.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we reflect him? Right here in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Our place to shine
mm-hmm.
is in this world,
mm-hmm.
through our lives and through ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
the world is
yes.
unclear about some things. The
yes.
world is stumbling
yes.
and groping all around.
Yes.
The world is in danger. People are in darkness and all in chaos.
Yes.
Unaware. Falling.
Mm-hmm.
We are the light.
Yes.
The world has no other light. We are it, the light. Therefore, the light is to be placed where its influence can be used and felt. That includes where we work and where we socialize.
Yes.
We're talking about every community, city, state, and the nation. The whole world is to be illuminated by the light.
Yes.
We have to be a witness. That's unavoidable if we got light, because the scripture read says two things about the city. It sits on a hill, it cannot be here. Talks about the candle. Put on a candlestick because it gives light to all who are in the house. So our light is in the world, on a hill, and in the house. Several lessons we need to think about. We shine as lights in the world. We are like cities and candles sitting in a dark world. Light, unfortunately, has different strengths. It can be a strong one or a weak one. Light can be bright or dim. In fact, it can be so dim and provide so little light that a person can stumble and fall. Some places in the world are brightly lit, others dimly lit. Some cities have many bright lights. Other cities have few bright lights. Some homes have strong lights. Other homes have weak light. Every city, every home, every business, every place on earth that has a witness or a believer should have some light. Whether it's weak or strong. See, a light can become so weak it is of no use. A light is not lit up to be hid. Is to be seen, to give light. Light is obvious. Why? Because it has many eyes on it. You ever notice if you yourself may go into a place, people say, shh, here he come. They don't want to talk about those things no more. Watch out, they don't talk about that. We planning to go to Zanzibar, but we don't want to invite them, so don't let the email go to that person because we know they're going to midweek Bible study. See, they don't want to talk about those things because your light is obvious. But see, that's a good thing because it never fails and it's all right because we have to pray anyway, but it never fails. The same folk that ostracize you when they need prayer, they find you. They come to your cubicle and say, you going to midweek? Pray for it. Never fails. So let your light shine. Don't let it be dim. It's all right, let it shine. See, there are times when everyone wants some light, at least for a time. When light touches something, it becomes light. It is lit up to some degree. The object itself gives off light. It's converted and changed. When the light of Jesus touches the life of a person in darkness, their life is changed. It becomes light. The darkness done away with, it is eliminated. That person begins then to touch the lives of those in darkness that surround him. His old clique. Oh, you changed. I like that in you. You know, that's light. Let your light so shine. As long as evil and done is in secret, it's going to be dragged out at some point because light will expose it. Amen. We must always remember, this is the very reason why a lot of people refuse to come face to face to Christ. They prefer them dark works. But when a man come face to face with Christ and abandon them dark works, he becomes light in the Lord, transformed by Christ Jesus. The light of Christ not only illuminates and reveals, it also cleanses. The light of Jesus Christ is not only a revealing, condemning thing, it's a healing thing. Thank God for healing. Light awakens the sleeping. Now, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. This is to the believer. See, light awakens the sleeper, those who are spiritually dead. Most people in the world are sleeping anyway when it comes to the light of God, living in darkness or spiritual sleep. Unfortunately, too many folk who profess Christ are passing through life just like a sleeper, worldly person. Sleeping in darkness, spiritual sleep, unaware of the great inheritance and the promises hid in God with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. You have the light. The light is already within you. What's our purpose? Let your light so shine. You can refuse to let your light shine. You can turn it off, refuse to turn it on, shade it, darken it, turn it away, direct its beam somewhere else. but the purpose is to let your light shine, to show forth good works. We are to let our light shine. That means let your good works be seen. We are to show good works to the world, but we have to be careful how we do those works before others. See, we need to demonstrate our works by the way we live. Our works show where our heart are invested.
Yes.
Talks about our attitudes and our motive. While we may not claim to know it all, we have to have a life of steady goodness. See, we can't allow pride to sneak in, have an attitude of self-importance about the talents and the abilities that God has given us and use them to set ourselves up as superior to some other folk. We have to be cognizant of our actions and our attitudes in our living. Amen?
Amen.
See, life will display not only goodness, but it also shows humility. We have to have our inner selves under control so that our outer lives will be honoring to God. We are called to honor God by living morally upright in spite of an unholy world we live in to glorify God. See, if our actions are honorable, even the folk who accuse you, they can be end up praising God. We have to know that living in amongst the worldly folks, they may even be inclined to criticize you, accuse you of things, blaspheme your name. But see, that's where good behavior and living comes in on our part, to dispel those rumors. Because don't be surprised when persecution and false accusations come. Just live above reproach.
Yes.
So that the accusations against you, they can be dropped.
Yes, 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 yes.
Finally, we got to stir men up to glorify God. We have to let our light shine in order to stir up light or flicker for men to glorify God. The way to glorify God is to let the light, the good works, shine before men. God is glorified when we get out into the darkness where men are. The good works are to be done in the darkness, not within the walls with other light. God is glorified when we bear much fruit. Mm-hmm. See, when men see the fruit of the life of a believer, they are forced to turn their mind to God, to acknowledge that only God's power could do such a thing, to desire God to save them also, and then they also ask God for help. To accept God or to have a choice, close the mind or reject God. We glorify God also how? With our body and our spirit. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. The body and the spirit of man have been created to by God to glorify God. They both belong to God. How? By the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Leave you with some thoughts. Light has one purpose, shine before men. Light is not seen unless it's placed before somebody. If there are no people, there are no eyes to see the light. A believer or a Christian should not seclude him or herself from others. Other lights do not need other light. It is the people who in darkness who need light. Believers, let your light so shine before men. The more light that is put in the darkness, the more darkness is eliminated.
Yes.
Book of Genesis, one of the created words that God spoke was, let there be light. Yes. Let those creating words of God be a part of our life.
Yes.
Let God forever keep his light in us. And forgive us in those times when we tried to hide our faith. Let us always be in the will of God, projecting who God is through life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. My Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, there may be someone that may be handed a copy of this CD or may just be listening or watching today on the internet, about this message and have not giving their life to you, Father God, stumbling and groping around in darkness, looking for something higher and more prevalent, Father God, but you are the answer. Father God, and I ask and pray that those who are listening that would like to pray the prayer of repentance and be saved and come into your grace and your mercy, that they repeat this prayer of repentance right now in Jesus' name. Keep it in mind that all have sinned and come short of the glory. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I need you. I know that my sinful life has destined me for hell. Lord Jesus, I believe that because you died for me, my sins are forgiven. If I repent of my sin, turn from my wicked ways and make you the Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I repent of all my sins and I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me your child forever. I love you, Lord Jesus, and I will live the rest of my life for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.